Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
As former British Prime Minister Harold Wilson once said, "The only human institution which rejects change is the cemetery." For firms that are all too aware of this fact, business consultant Mike Green provides a comprehensive examination of change management. He considers various models that have defined the field since the 1950s and examines contemporary theories. Get Abstract finds that Green's manual, Change Management Masterclass, published by Kogan Page, is an in-depth, valuable organizational change resource.
Increasing competition and speed rule in the international business world. This constant upheaval takes its toll on the people who run organizations. A 2006 study found that 90% of corporate managers feel that cutting costs, hiring outside contractors, and shifting corporate cultures undermine their morale and loyalty. Another study said that change in organizations creates employee anxiety, confusion, frustration, fatigue, and resistance.
Managing these shifts is more important than ever. Change management is the practice of moving an organization from an old state to a new one in a planned way. One basic tenet of the field teaches that the way you define change affects how well you manage it. Philosopher Alan Watts once drew the universe as a scribble across a page and said that humans always try to put some sort of grid across it in an attempt to make sense of it. Likewise, change management attempts to use various constructs and theories to define types of organizations and the different ways change can reshape them.
To instigate real change in your organization, you first must understand its true condition. Familiarize yourself with your company by looking at it much as an anthropologist would. Consider such artifacts of corporate culture as the arrangement of parking spaces. Identify the organization's espoused values, such as a stay-late culture. Analyze the driving forces that will propel change and the restraining forces that will impede it. Develop a clear vision of the culture's basic underlying assumptions and the results you want to create. Be sure to account for your organization's political, economic, and social environment. Determine your direction and what obstacles you might face on the way. Properly managing the people involved is crucial to a successful reorganization. This includes communicating with employees and other stakeholders and engaging them in the change process.
Kurt Lewin helped launch the field of change management in 1951 with his work on organizational change. His main theory described three stages of change: unfreezing existing practices, adopting necessary changes, and refreezing. Experts who now view this model as outdated say that a steady state of equilibrium is no longer possible to achieve. The new rule is constant motion.
Other change management concepts identify two types of change: planned change, which is managed with forethought, and emergent change, which evolves organically.
Another well-known model views organizations in one of four ways: as machines, political systems, organisms, or as being in a state of flux and transformation. Machine-type organizations have a strict hierarchy, with narrowly defined employee roles and strong top-down control and discipline. Those in authority make the changes. In political system-style companies, internal politics override any formal structure. Those in power must support any change for it to work. The leaders of organisms don't believe in a single, superior management approach. Successful change relies upon the flow of information between different parts of the system. Changes happen in reaction to shifts in the outside world. Lastly, managers who envision their firms as being in flux and transformation believe that order naturally emerges out of chaos and that organizations can renew themselves innately. They don't try to manage change. They allow it to unfold. Tailor your change management approach to match your organization's nature. For instance, with a machine type of organization, use a strict project management tactic with some combination of controlled process, meticulous planning, and a clear map of the step-by-step path to your firm's goals.
Case studies show how change can be well or poorly managed. Take Biogen IDEC, a global biotechnology company that makes drugs to treat non-Hodgkin's lymphomas and multiple sclerosis. After a review, its managers decided to restructure their Paris-based European operations, where the corporate culture emphasized heavy central control and slow, bureaucratic decision-making. Seeking a more fluid culture, Biogen's top brass appointed a project team to assess its strategy and identify a better location for its European headquarters. After much research, they decided to move Biogen's main office to Switzerland and to redistribute European corporate functions to 3 centers of excellence, with logistics in Holland, commercial and administrative functions in Switzerland, and regulatory research units in London. The company's change managers collected extensive data and consistently followed best practices to handle thorny issues, such as relocating employees, for example, by providing severance packages and outplacement services to those who wanted to leave. Leaders redefined the role of the firm's central office to provide more relaxed oversight to make sure the company's various affiliates worked in sync. The affiliates became more self-sufficient as Biogen IDEC provided the resources and internal authority they needed to move in new directions. In this successful reorganization, change managers clearly defined jobs, duties, and logistics so they could make good decisions while creating a more flexible organization.
One financial institution had less success with its change plan. It wanted to establish several offshoots in the form of specialized financial service offices. Its transition team spent months planning the reorganization and developing a clear idea of the new structure. But the team's members ignored people lower down the ladder in their decision-making process, making them feel marginalized and undercutting their motivation. Moreover, the new plan never clarified how the bank's separate business units would work together. In the end, the realignment did not stand up to the rigors of implementation.
A successful change process should follow these stages: orientation, organization, mobilization, implementation, transition, and integration. Before launching any change initiatives, completely assess the company and its culture, strengths, and weaknesses. Know what those involved want and expect. Then establish a basic foundational approach to provide clarity and a logical process. Mobilizing the people involved is the next crucial step before you can implement change and move on to the transition stage. Change can make employees worry if their jobs will continue to exist and whether they will be able to handle new, unknown responsibilities. Use honesty, coaching, and reinforcement to boost morale and move your workforce from shock and denial to optimism and involvement in your change effort. Finally, in the integration stage, enable change by fostering the right conditions, including personal mastery, a shared vision, team thinking, and systems thinking.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords change management on getabstract.com.